A new report says it would cost more than $1 million to clean up contaminated soil along a portion of the East Branch of the Fond du Lac River. We're going to talk with Fond du Lac Public Works Director Jordan Skiff about cleanup of the former Quick Freeze property coming up shortly before the hour. If you're thinking, wait a minute, wasn't that property already cleaned up about a decade ago? Well, yeah, there were millions of dollars spent to clean up the property, but the plan didn't work. We're going to talk with the Public Works Director about that, again, coming up shortly after the bottom of the hour. Reliable numbers on immigrants working in the dairy industry are hard to come by, but farmers and workers say there is a simple truth. Without the work of Latinos, the signature industry in America's dairyland would collapse. We're going to talk with Fond du Lac County Dairy and Livestock Extension Agent Tina Coleman a little bit later on in the program. The holiday season is fast approaching. Division Chief of Fire Prevention Troy Hazy will join us on the next segment of the show to talk about holiday fire safety tips. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office looking for the driver of a pickup involved in a short high-speed chase in the city of Fond du Lac. Seems like we've had a number of high-speed chases recently in the Fond du Lac area. Joining us on the first segment of the show, Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Captain Bill Totta. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Pleasure having you on the program. So this happened actually in the city of Fond du Lac last night?
Yeah, last night about 9:24 p.m., one of our deputies observed a Ford F-350 pickup truck driving recklessly on Westcott Street near Brook Street. When he activated his lights and emergency sirens, a short pursuit began, went southbound on North Military Road, and then the individual turned off onto West Cotton Street, where he bailed from the vehicle and fled on foot.
Did the pickup crash?
No, it just lost control momentarily when it made the turn went a short distance on Cotton Street, where the individual pulled over and left the vehicle and fled northbound on foot.
All right, and there was not a foot pursuit, I take it?
No, we checked the area for a brief period with the assistance of the Wisconsin State Patrol and the City Police Department, but were unable to locate the individual.
Do you believe the person who was operating the pickup was the owner of the pickup?
It's a strong possibility, and that's what our deputy's following up on to get the registered owner to let us know who the driver of the vehicle was.
All right. Let me ask you this. Do you have the person? Have you made contact with the driver?
No, not yet. We have not. We're still actively trying to identify that individual.
Do you know if the driver is a male or a female?
We don't. We believe it's a male. But again, until we conclude our investigation, we're not releasing any information. But we feel strongly that it's probably the registered owner.
All right. So if it started on Westcott near Brook, ended on, how many blocks is that? That's not too far.
It was approximately a half mile. About a half mile, I'd say.
How fast was this chase in the city?
It wasn't super high speeds. It was obviously exceeding the city, speed limits, but it was very short, brief. Like I said, the individual probably had a good idea where he was going and was trying to get home.
All right. Do you have an idea why he was running?
At this point, we do not, but we're still following up with that.
All right. 9:30 isn't that late at night, so I imagine there's other traffic, and it's in the city. It's not like it's out on a town road.
Right. Fortunately for us, there were no close calls or anything. There was no property damage, and no one was injured. So, like we've talked about many a times, it's, when these individuals make these poor decisions, it does put the general populace in jeopardy, and that's what we're trying to stop this, but it's like you said at the start of the show, it's becoming more and more evident that individuals aren't complying with our deputies and the city police as well.
Do you know if he blew through any stop signs or stop lights?
Yeah, there'll be a few extra citations that he'll be facing, such as stop signs, the speeding, and reckless driving.
What do you mean? We just had that chase, what was it, on Sunday night, and it seems like there was a chase. I mean, it seems like we've had several chases in the county just within the last few months.
Right, and there's an ebb and flow to it, but yeah, recently we've had three of them. And then you can go a couple months without, but you know, it's not uncommon for any municipality or sheriff's office that we do encounter these from time to time.
And it seems like there's always a common denominator. One, they're wanted for something. And two, unfortunately, and this makes it all the more dangerous, alcohol or some type of intoxicant also seems to be a factor in a lot of these.
Right. Drugs and alcohol and revocation seem to be the normal rationale for these people to think they can outrun the law.
All right. And in this case, and especially if it's his truck, all right, he's hiding right now, but what he wasn't thinking about, which makes me think that alcohol may have been involved, all you have to do is find out who owns the truck, and that's pretty easy to do.
You got it.
Yeah. All right. And I would imagine that you'll be able to make contact with him. I mean, if he's smart, he'd turn himself in to lessen whatever. I mean, he's going to face penalties. He's going to face the consequences. But if he turns himself in, that may mitigate some of those. But not a good situation. That's for
right.
Sure.
His problem's not going away. It's best to just, own up to your mistakes and, plead your case to the court.
Right. Exactly. All right. Again, this happened last night in the city of Fond du Lac, and fortunately, there weren't any other vehicles. Who knows what could have happened in the city of Fond du Lac at that time of night? That's really early in the evening, and fortunately, nobody was hurt. So, all right, very good. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Captain Bill Totic. Bill, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Thanks for having me.